Everything is based on the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder, Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Aginati Marandasyan Ganagana Salaka Chaksuru Miritam Yana Tajmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yana Bhutare Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dharati Swapanatikam. Our topic today is comfort versus character. I think you'll agree that most of us spend most of our lives trying to be as comfortable as possible. In spite of that, we can't avoid situations that we don't like, situations where we're not getting our way, situations where someone's getting on our nerves, somebody's not treating us right, we're uncomfortable. Despite our best efforts, would you agree with me that discomfort is practically unavoidable? Well, I've learned that God, or Krishna is our name for God, if He removed some of the things that make us uncomfortable in our life right now, then that means that later on, we wouldn't be prepared for the blessings that He has in mind for us. That means that Krishna, God, uses uncomfortable situations to do a work in us. We're on the potter's wheel. We're the clay. And when Krishna is spinning us around, He comes across a lump of impatience, a lump of pride, a lump of jealousy, and He'll put us into a situation in order to bring those impurities to light. Nothing happens randomly. Every traffic jam, every person who irritates you, every time that you're tempted to worry, to be critical, to be jealous, those are opportunities for you to be refined, to become a better version of you. Life is also compared to baking a cake. If you were to take all the individual ingredients of the cake and eat them by themselves, they would taste terrible. Flour, especially baking powder, salt. Nobody wants to eat those things individually. But if you put them all in the hands of an expert cook who knows what he's doing, everybody's going to want to eat the fabulous cake that he produces. Remember, even in the most difficult time, it doesn't change the fact that we're children of the Most High God. That God who loves us, who created us, is cooking up great things for our future. In the difficult times, we get a chance to show Krishna what we're made of. That's when our quality is tested. If you work with Krishna and you stay on the potter's wheel, if you allow yourself to be moldable, pliable, and willing to change, what's going to happen? Your character is going to go up higher. And as your character goes up higher, Krishna God will release more of His blessings and favor in your direction. Thomas Edison was a great, great man. We've all heard of him, no doubt. I don't know if you knew this, but when Thomas Edison was 67 years of age, there was a horrendous fire that burned up everything that he owned in New Jersey. Every asset which he had at that time in 1914, which was worth about $2 million in that day and age. Can you just imagine? It was all uninsured. All of his experiments, all of his records, all of his equipment, all of his work, and all of his labor, it went up in smoke. Now, at that time, he had a 24-year-old son that came out to where the fire was roaring and burning up his entire father's life's work. He and his father tried to stop the fire, but they were not able to put it out. The son said, "My dad was out there. The wind was blowing in his hair. His face was all red from the flames. He was pouring sweat. And I had no idea what he's going to say to me. And what I finally heard, I simply couldn't believe it. Son, go get your mother quick. She's never seen anything like this." He went to get his mother so she could see the spectacle of the fire. And later on, the son said, "My dad was out there the next morning kicking through the embers. He said to me, 'Son, there's something wonderful about a fire like this.'" Son looked at him like, "Are you crazy? Dad, what in the world could be so wonderful about a fire like this?" And he said, "Son, it just seems to burn up all your mistakes and failures and give you a brand new fresh start." 3 months later, Edison's company presented to the world the first phonograph. Yes, here was a man who didn't see his problem as the end, but simply as a new start and fresh beginning. A lot of people, as soon as they're uncomfortable, they try to get off the potter's wheel. Instead of doing the right thing, keeping a good attitude, forgiving the wrong, being patient, they flunk the test. Complain, get upset, get offended, impatient. Like a broken record stuck in a groove playing itself over and over and over again. Year after year after year, these people respond in the same way. They're stuck in the same bitterness, the same resentment, the same anger. Nothing changes. Some of them go to the grave as ignorant and foolish as they were on the day they were born. Our appeal to you this afternoon is don't go the next 40 years responding to uncomfortable situations in your life the same way. Getting upset, offended, impatient, feeling sorry for yourself. Stay on the potter's wheel. Next time you get stuck in traffic, instead of letting your blood pressure boil and muttering expletives under your breath, try a different approach. Krishna, I believe that you're making and molding me, building my character, guiding my steps. You have me in the right place at the right time. Now I'm going to stay in peace and make the most of this situation. Congratulations, you just passed the test. You got an A in the school of life. You let God refine you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When you go through a disappointment, an unfair situation, instead of being discouraged and living in self-pity, say, Krishna, you said that what's meant for my harm, you'll use for my advantage. Now I'm going to look for the silver lining in this situation. Realize that you're preparing me for some new things. Well, Charu, it's my name, by the way. I always get upset when I can't find my car keys. I always get offended when my spouse interrupts me in the middle of a sentence. I always get discouraged when people talk down to me. Hey, life is flying by. Don't spend another year of your valuable time going around that same mountain, which is called always. Learn to respond differently. Break the habit. Your destiny is waiting on you. Krishna has amazing new opportunities and new levels that he wants to release. You have to do your part and start working on your character. None of us like uncomfortable situations, but here's the key. If God's not removing that, it means something. It means that you need it. He's using it to refine you, to purify you, to get us prepared for new levels of our destiny. If we're still responding to difficulties in the same way that we did 5 years ago, getting upset and offended, and I say this respectfully, we need to grow up, not spend another 5 years letting those same things keep us from God's best. It's a test. You're on the potter's wheel. Krishna's giving you an opportunity to come up higher. Instead of complaining about that person at work who gets on your nerves, have a new perspective. That person is there to help you develop your character. The next time he or she says something rude or disrespectful, instead of letting it push your buttons and upset you, and you're saying something rude back, just let it bounce off. Don't pay any attention to it. Smile and say, have a nice day. What's going to happen over time? Every time that you take the high road, you're going to find it a little bit easier. The next time, easier. Keep at it, and in a year or two, these things won't bother you at all. You'll find that coworker, no matter how much that they try to push your buttons, you're peaceful and calm. And what happened? Your character came up higher. That other person didn't change. You changed. How often have we prayed, Krishna, change my children? They're getting on my nerves. Change my boss. He's driving me crazy. Change my wife. She's too demanding. Here's what I've learned. That Krishna is more interested in changing me than he is in changing my circumstances or the people around me. Sometimes, ironically, we're trying to pray away the very thing that Krishna is trying to use. The reason that he's not removing it is that he's waiting for us to change. That person who irritates you, Krishna uses them like sandpaper to take off the rough edges of your character. That neighbor who's hard to get along with, Krishna uses them to teach you how to be merciful, kind, walk in their shoes. Or that loved one who says hurtful things, Krishna uses that insensitivity to toughen you up, thicken your skin. It is said, not being easily offended is a sign of honor. Those rough people are not there by accident. Krishna has them there on purpose. Why don't you look inside and say, Krishna, how can I change? How can I be more patient, more forgiving, more loving, more understanding? How can I come up higher? Don't ever pray to Krishna to change somebody else without first thinking, Krishna, change me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Take inventory. Ask yourself, how much have I grown in the last 5 years? Do I have a better attitude? Do I forgive quicker? Am I kinder? Am I more considerate than I was? We shouldn't be at the same place now that we were 5 years ago. You're still letting the same things upset you, the same people offend you, the same circumstances steal your joy. This afternoon is a wake-up call. I'm sounding the alarm. You don't have time to waste another year going around and around that same mountain. Your assignment is too important. Your time is too valuable. Your destiny is too great. We all start at more or less the same place in life. We have impurities. We have selfishness. We have anger. God's going to give us opportunities to work those things out of us. In Sanskrit, they're called anartas. They're unwanted things, obstacles on the progressive march back to home, back to Godhead. We started out as a lump of clay. However, if we're willing to change and not get stuck on one level, if we'll let God keep refining us, then from lumps of clay, we'll become vessels of gold that he'll use for higher purposes. What are we saying? Uncomfortable situations are opportunities to work out the unwanted things, to pass the tests, to come up higher. Don't fight against everything that you don't like. The sooner you pass the test, the sooner you deal with what Krishna is bringing to light, then the better off you're going to be. Benjamin Franklin was addressing the Constitutional Convention, June 28, 1786, when he said this, "I have lived, sirs, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs the affairs of men." And he was right. God is in control of every circumstance of your life. He wants to take all of your circumstances, whether they're good or whether they're bad, and use them to shape you into what he wants you to be. So often we get frustrated when life takes a twist of the wheel. Things seem to turn unfairly against us. We get discouraged, disillusioned, sometimes even bitter towards God. Now, here's the problem. We focused on the wheel and forgot the potter. Once again, we focused on the wheel and we forgot the potter. And we also forgot the potter knows exactly what he is doing. We'll not always understand things that happen to us. We'll not always understand why the wheel of life takes a certain turn. But if the clay of your life is in the hands of the potter called God, you can trust him to mold you and make you into what he wants you to be so that you can do what's best for you. This is exactly what Scripture says. God works all things together for the good of those who love him. Are there things right now in your life that you're letting upset you and stress you out? Do you keep going around the same mountain again and again? This may be hard to take. That other person, that teacher, that parent, that sister, that brother, that boss may never change. That leaves only one option. We've got to change. Krishna wouldn't have put you in that situation if you didn't need it. He's not going to be content with you staying a vessel of clay, nor even a vessel of silver. Krishna is going to keep spinning you on that wheel until he brings out all the impurities and you become the vessel of gold that he created you to be. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, 24th chapter, 48th verse, our guru, Srila Prabhupada, says this, "One who wants to be free of material entanglement should take to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, give up the contamination of ignorance involving pious and impious activities. Thus, one regains his original identity just as a block of gold or silver sheds all dirt and becomes purified when treated with fire. May that inexhaustible supreme personality of Godhead become our spiritual master, for he is the original spiritual master of all spiritual masters. And our job down here is to recognize every challenge, every delay, every offense is an opportunity to be refined. If you try to just pray it away, you miss the point. Krishna is not going to remove every difficult person from your life. You just have to learn to overlook the faults, bite your tongue, withhold getting even, and stay on the high road. He's not going to shield you from every negative, derogatory comment. You got to learn to have thick skin to not easily be offended. He's not going to keep you from every delay, inconvenience, or setback. We have to believe that he's directing our steps and go with the flow. If you're going to become a vessel of gold, you have to stay on the potter's will. Be willing to change. Nothing in our lives happens by accident. The delays, the grouchy clerk, the slow waiter, the child who never stops crying are all divinely orchestrated by the creator of the universe to help make and mold you into a vessel of gold. The whole pivot is how we respond. We get upset, impatient, offended, we feel sorry for ourselves, then you get stuck. Pay attention. Analyze what you don't like in your life, what you're praying to Krishna to remove, what you're fighting against, and then have a new attitude. Recognize it. It's there to make you better, not to defeat you, but to promote you. Krishna wouldn't put it there if you didn't need it. As iron sharpens iron, it's going to sharpen you. Stay on the potter's wheel. Krishna is using that to strengthen you, refine you, polish you, and develop your character. I heard a story about a little boy whose hand got stuck in a very expensive vase that his mother owned. It was a family heirloom that had been passed down for generations. And that vase was his inheritance. Ultimately, it would be passed down and owned by the boy himself in due course. So the mother in vain tried to pull his hand out, but she couldn't do it. She hated to break the vase because it was so valuable, in a sense, belonged to the boy himself. But finally, she realized that the only way that she could get her son's hand out was to break this incredibly valuable vase. And once it was broken, and the pieces lay here and there, she saw that the reason he couldn't get his hand out because he had his fist all balled up. She asked, "Why didn't you let your hand open so it could come out easily to save the vase?" Said, "Mother, if I'd opened my hand, I would have dropped my penny." You get it? Do you know people that are just like that? Holding on to the dark side, holding on to their purity, their same sad old story, holding on to their dysfunction. When Krishna, on the other hand, is simply trying to pass them on a beautiful, valuable inheritance. He can't do it because we refuse to give up our pennies. You always need to remember that when Krishna is making you uncomfortable, it's only to get you from an impoverished life to an abundant life. Krishna isn't doing more in many of our lives. Why? Because we're not letting him. God's omnipotent. How many of you believe in an omnipotent God? Okay, omnipotent means he can do anything. There's nothing impossible with God or Krishna. But listen to this. Listen carefully. Even though you cannot limit what God can do in your life by inactivity and laziness and passivity, you can limit what God will do in your life. When the clay refuses to yield to the hands of the potter, when it becomes hardened and set in his ways, sometimes the potter's left with no choice. He just has to set that clay aside. He has to maybe even go so far as to melt it back into its liquid form so he can reuse it. And that's exactly why sometimes Krishna lets the fire of difficult times come into our lives. It's because we've gotten so hardened against him that he has to melt us down so that we can be shapeable, formable in his hands once again. At a Rath Yatra procession, Prabhupada had these words to say. This samsara, this material world, is a very uncomfortable place. Everyone is full of anxiety. However rich you may be, however powerful you may be, the anxiety must be there. Even your president is full of anxiety. How much anxiety had when all people wanted him to come down? When I included this in the lecture, I thought, how ironic. Prabhupada was talking about Nixon when they were trying to impeach Nixon. If that isn't irony, I don't know what is. It's still applicable to the current president. I don't know if there's anyone in America that's probably more full of anxiety than our current president, who they're trying to pull down just like they did Nixon at the time Prabhupada uttered this statement. He continues, so this material world means in whatever position you may be situated, it doesn't matter, it's full of anxiety. It's called blazing fire, always burning in the heart. So if you want to get relief from this uncomfortable position of anxiety, then you must take to this Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is our request. You can try it and see the practical result. It doesn't cost anything. It's not taxed. It's calorie free. There's no loss and potentially great gain. The result is that if you have the right attitude towards the discomforts of this material world, then you're headed towards becoming a vessel of gold. And that's when Krishna can release some of the amazing things that he has for your future. Now, it all hinges on the quality of our character. You can have gifts and talents and abilities and good look and aristocracy, but really, character is what makes the difference. Can Krishna or God trust you with more responsibility? Can he trust you with more influence? Can he trust you with higher levels of your destiny? Recognize that each critic, each challenge, each bump in the road is a test. Respond properly. You'll go from crawling to walking, from walking to running, from running to flying. In the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Rishabh tells his sons, Nayam deha deha bhajani loke kashtan kamanarati vid bhujanye tapo divyam putrake yana sadvam sujanti yashmad brahmasokam yanantam. My dear boys, one who has been awarded this human form of life should not settle into a comfortable life of sense gratification, which is freely available even for the dogs and hogs that eat stool. Rather, one should welcome those inconveniences which purify one's heart and by which he attains transcendental, eternal, blissful life. Winding up here, years ago, the government of Thailand wanted to build a new highway, but right in the middle of the path was a huge religious statue that had been there since anyone could remember. It stood over 40 feet tall and was made out of clay. The statue was highly revered by the people. The highway workers knew they had to move it with extreme caution. With their cranes, they delicately and carefully started to lift the statue. But in spite of their extreme care, the statue began to crack. They stopped and readjusted, tried to do it more carefully, but the clay continued to break off. They were very distressed that they were damaging this important religious statue. They finally wrestled it to its new destination. But as they were lifting it off the truck with a crane, a big, huge piece of clay fell off. And one of the men went close, and he noticed something shiny underneath the clay. And bent down to examine. And to everyone's amazement, underneath the clay, the entire statue was made out of solid gold. The clay had never been put there to be permanent. It was just a covering to protect the gold, and yet it had been there for maybe even hundreds of years. Similarly, we start out our lives more or less as clay. We have flaws, weaknesses, impatience, selfishness, pride, but underneath the clay is a vessel of gold. Krishna made you to shine. As you grow, you let him keep refining you little by little, the clay is going to come off. Maybe you used to get offended by that coworker who said hurtful things. It used to ruin your day. And you tried to pay that person back. It didn't help. And then you looked within and tried something different. You tried overlooking the offense. You tried staying in peace, taking the high road, letting Krishna fight your battles. Now it doesn't matter to you anymore. So what's happening? The clay is coming off. The gold is starting to shine through. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Maybe you used to be impatient in traffic, stressed out when your plans didn't work out. And then you looked within and tried something different. You learned to go with the flow, learning that Krishna is in control. It's no big deal now. What's happening? More of the clay is coming off. Your gold is getting brighter and brighter. Perhaps you used to rely on other people's compliments and approval to feel good about yourself. That's how you gained your value, your self-worth. But now you know that Krishna approves you, that he's already made you valuable. You're a masterpiece. You put your shoulders back and walk with confidence, knowing that you're one of a kind. What happened? The low self-esteem and insecurity are breaking off. Your gold is starting to shine through. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We all have areas where we need to come up higher. All of us have some clay left in us. Don't get discouraged. Krishna's begun a good work in you, and he will continue to work until you're ready to enter the spiritual world and enjoy an eternal life of bliss and knowledge. He will finish what he started if you let him. We're not at present a finished product. We're still being worked on. No need to beat up on yourself because you're still dealing with some clay. Just stay on the potter's wheel. Keep moving forward. Keep improving. Every person fails from time to time. In the 9th chapter, 30th verse of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Api chet suraracharo bhajate mamanam nyabha. Sadadeva samantavya samyagvyavisitoisa. Even if someone on the spiritual path commits an abominable action, if he's engaged in devotional service, keeps the clay coming off, keeps moving forward, he's to be considered saintly because he is properly situated. The key is to get back up again. Don't settle for clay. Don't stop moving until the gold comes out. You're made in the image of Almighty God. He created you to shine, to live free, happy, secure, peaceful, confident, and calm. That's what's on the inside. We're asking you today to work with God or Krishna to bring your gold out. Don't try to pray away every difficulty. Recognize it as an opportunity for the clay to come off. Don't complain about your uncomfortable situations. God personally put them there. They're not there to defeat you. They're there to help you become a better you. If you'll make the decision today to stay on the potter's wheel, to let God refine you, to see uncomfortable situations as opportunities to grow, then you will not remain a vessel of clay. You will become a vessel of gold, used for his highest purposes. You will not only enjoy your life more, but you'll see his favor in amazing ways and become everything that he has created you to be in this life and in the next life. You'll go back to home, back to Godhead.